right now, it's time for us to recognize shame our 9:30 knucklehead winner last week, who was someone who got a lifetime ban from Walmart. What did they do?
Wichita Falls, Texas. Woman walked into Walmart, picked up a cake in the bakery, proceeded to walk around the store and eat half the cake, and then went to the register and was going to check out and said, you know what, I got this half a cake that I found, so I'm only going to pay for half the cake instead of the whole cake. And they said, but you ate the other half. And she said, yeah, but I'm only buying this half. And the argument went round and round. I don't know. And they ended up banning her from Walmart. They didn't arrest her, but they banned her for life.
For eating a half a Walmart cake and trying to, well, she claimed that, well, she denied that she ate that other half, right?
I don't know. That's not clear whether or not she denied it. She said she found the cake, a half a cake.
I want to buy a half a cake.
With icing all over her face, probably.
Okay, so she gets a lifetime ban from Walmart. What is it that you could do to earn yourself a lifetime ban from Walmart? And who else is in her company? We have here a list of some individuals who have earned that, the lifetime Walmart ban. And let's start off here. This is our Walmart music. Let's start off with, well, at the very same Wichita Falls, Texas Walmart, where a woman got herself a lifetime ban from Walmart. This is the woman who rode her electric cart around the Walmart while she was drinking wine from a Pringles can. You remember this woman, right?
Yep. They referenced her in the story about the girl with the cake. Same store.
She'd been in the parking lot since 6:30 in the morning and then went in there and started drinking from a Pringles can and got all loaded. And then I think she headed to a Waffle House, didn't she?
I think she did try to take it on the freeway to the Waffle House to get some coffee.
Okay, so she has been given a lifetime ban from Walmart. York, Pennsylvania. They've issued a ban there. A woman named Wanda was banned from 4,540 Walmarts across the United States. She was busted twice at that Walmart for shoplifting. Her total take, just under $200 worth of goods. Wow. And that gets you nixed from every single Walmart?
You can't go to Wally World ever again for $200?
Melbourne, Florida. A woman with Tourette's was banned from Walmart after a series of profane outbursts. Now, she ended up suing. I don't know where that all is gone. But if you're going to ban everyone from Walmart who has been guilty of a profane outburst in that store, you're going to have to seriously slice down the size of a Walmart store to about the size of a kiosk. In Henrietta, Georgia, a guy was given a lifetime ban from Walmart for stealing lobster tails, steak, and impact wrenches.
It's a weird combo. Yeah.
The Walmart lobster tails, the Walmart steak. That's not what you're not bragging about that when you got the buddies over at the in the backyard for the cookout. And
I don't know.
Where'd you get that steak, Frank?
I've never tried it.
Walmart. Arizona, a former pro wrestler was banned from Walmart because of excessive price matching. He came into Walmart twice a day and requested the store honor their price matching policy. He did this many times, and they just said, that's it. We're done with you.
If you just irritate them, they can ban you.
You're gone. Rome, New York, two teenagers have been banned from all Walmarts after they were caught stealing beer, an 18-pack of Bud Light, and a 36-pack of Bud Light. And that got those two teens banned forever from the Walmarts. And finally,
considering some of the clothes and things that people wear into Walmart, nobody got banned for any kind of clothing issues?
Oh, we do. Our last one here. Jackson, Tennessee. Three women have been banned from Walmart, all Walmarts, after a shoplifting spree in which they stole 14 pairs of Walmart panties. And I think we can all agree that is probably the most egregious offense out of all of these things. Walmart panties.
If any one of these people just put on a suit or a dress or something nice and walked in there, they'd probably go unnoticed.